I would like to thank Brother Jeff for leading us to sing one of my favorite songs.
我想感谢 Jeff 弟兄今天领我们唱这首歌，也是我非常喜欢的。
How deep the Father's love for us.
那我们父神对我们的爱是多么的深。
It reminds us of the love of God.
让我们回想主对我们的爱。
Two of the songs that he picked talk about the depth of God's love.
他选择的两首诗歌都提到了那个神为我们受死。
And it's something that is hard for us to grasp sometimes.
对我们来说，很多时候我们对这个概念很难理解。
Today I want to share with you about the bread and the cup.
今天我跟大家想分享的，这是有关饼和杯。
This is one thing that I really miss about not being here worship with you every week anymore.
这呢，也就是我感到非常感到遗憾，不能每周到这里来和大家一块领受杯和领受杯饼杯。
You guys all participate in the bread and the cup every week.
因为每周我们大家这里都领受饼和杯。
It is a special privilege that we can do that.
这是一个我们非常特殊的一个权利，我们可以这么做。
It changed the worship service to no longer just simply about receiving the word of God.
这就是把我们那个敬拜做了一个很大的改变，不仅仅是从主那里领受，
but participating in the word of God.
而是那个在神的世界里面进入，参与这个神的世界。
I know that sometimes people feel that, if we do it every week, does it become routine?
很多时候大家可能会想，每周我们重复的做，是不是它就变成了一个繁文缛节呢？
And if you feel this way, I hope that you will pay more attention to what I want to share with you today.
如果你有这个想法的话，那我希望你今天对我今天的那个分享的信息更多关注一下。
And I think for some of us, maybe because you have not been baptized yet, that you are not able to participate in the bread and the cup.
对某些人来说，因为你们是朋友，你们还没有受浸，所以呢，你们不能参与我们的饼和杯。
But even if that's the case, I want you also to listen to find out that no, that can still be meaningful to you.
尽管如此，我也希望呢，今天你会发现讲授这个饼和杯呢，也是非常有意义的。
The passage today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们今天讲的经节是哥林多前书十一章。
We'll first look at verse 23 to verse 26.
我们先看11章23节到26节。
And I'll read it in English first, and then Brother Chen will read it in Chinese.
先读英文，然后我们读中文。
It says, For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就剥开说，这是我的身体为你舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。
When Jesus was eating with his disciples at that time, they were having a special meal.
当时那个主耶稣和他的门徒一块进餐的时候，他们是一个非常特殊的宴席。
It was known as the Passover meal.
这就是那个逾越节。
As a matter of fact, this meal was so prominent in Jewish culture that even nowadays, no matter how reformed you are as a Jew, many of them still participate in this meal.
逾越节这个仪式在犹太人当中呢非常重要，哪怕今天不管你是这个犹太人多么那个改革派的犹太人，你还是要纪念这个逾越节的这个宴席。
This meal is part of the Exodus story.
这个宴席呢是那个出埃及记的故事的一部分。
It is about how God delivered the people of Israel from bondage.
这呢也是神怎么把由以色列人从那个他的束缚中解救出来。
The Egyptians, the Pharaoh, they have to face 10 plagues.
为了达到这一点呢那个埃及法老和埃及人呢必须承受十大灾。
Before the Pharaoh was willing to let the Israel people go.
在那个法老同意以色列人离开之前他们要承受十个大灾。
The last plague was about the death of all the firstborn in Egypt.
最后一个大灾是以色列人家庭中所有头生的孩子的死亡。
And the Israelites were instructed to mark the door frame of their home with a blood from a lamb.
那个犹太家以色列家庭呢他们犹太家庭就被教导说在他们房子的门框上用一个宰杀的羔羊的血涂抹在上面。
This way, the Spirit of the Lord would know to pass over those homes so that the firstborn would not be killed in those homes.
通过这么做呢神的灵呢就会越过这些家庭他们的头生的孩子就不会被击死。
So, whenever the Jewish people partake in the Passover meal, they remember the meaning of this meal.
无论那个犹太人在那个庆祝逾越节的时候逾越节宴席的时候呢他们就记住这个故事。
It reminds them of their freedom from bondage.
因为使他们能够纪念他们从捆绑当中得来的自由。
It also reminds them that they were saved by the blood.
也他们也能够纪念他们被救是因为宝血被救。
And it is in the same manner that as we come to partake in our breaking bread meeting.
同样的道理我们来领受饼和杯的时候呢也有同样的道理。
That we are reminded that we are safe from our bondage.
因为我们这里在纪念我们也是从我们自己的捆绑当中被解救。
And we are also safe by the blood.
我们也是被宝血拯救。
So let's take a look at the bread first.
我们先来看那个饼。
In verse 24 it says, This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
在24节讲到这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
How many of you have been to a Jewish bakery?
多少人去过那个犹太人的那个糕点店。
What kind of bread does the Jewish people eat?
犹太人基本上是吃什么样的那个面包的
There was the challah bread
有那个叫那个卡拉饼
Which is kind of fluffy
是那个很那个饱满的
The bagels which is chewy
他们的那个 bagel 呢也是很好吃的
They are both very tasty
他们吃起来都很好吃
Why don't we eat those in breaking bread meeting?
为什么我们在我们的薄饼当中吃那种很干的饼呢
But eat a very, very dry, thin biscuit.
因为我们那个吃的那个饼饼杯当中是一个非常薄的很干的那种饼。
Because these dry, thin biscuits actually represent something.
这个比较干的薄的饼呢有它代表的意义。
It represents the urgency of the situation that the Jewish people faced at that time.
那这个代表的当时那个犹太人所面临的一个非常紧急的这个形势。
The reason why was because at that time when they were trying to leave Egypt, they did not have time to wait for the bread to rise.
因为当时他们正等待着随时要离开这个埃及，他们没有时间去那个做很好吃的饼。
Yeah, they could not wait for the dough to rise.
他们没法让那个发酵能够完全发酵，面团发酵。
And they had to leave.
他们不得不离开。
So the best they could do was that thin, dry bread.
所以他们所能做的就是那种非常干的、薄的饼。
Because it was urgent for them.
因为对他们来说，当时形势非常紧急。
And it is the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是同样道理。
We need to have this sense of urgency when we come to partake in this bread and the cup.
当我们在领受饼杯的时候呢，也要有这种紧急的那个感觉。
We have to come to see that we are in bondage of sin.
因为我们必须理解到我们在罪的捆绑之中。
That we need to be free from this bondage.
我们呢需要被从这个罪的捆绑中解救出来。
There's a sense of urgency that we cannot stay in that any longer.
因为我们要有这种紧急的那个感觉，我们无法在这最终长久存在。
For us, many of us, we are very aware of the darkness that we are in around us.
对我们来说，我们呢也非常清楚我们周围的黑暗的这个世界。
I don't think it is difficult for us to see how the sins have impacted the world around us.
我想对我们来说不会有多大困难就了解到这个罪怎么影响到我们周遭的世界。
Just this past week, we came to see how a major car manufacturer can lie to millions of car owners so that they think that their car was a great car.
就像上周我们大家都知道一个非常有名的一个汽车制造厂商他能够撒谎说他的那个汽车的质量是多好像那个几百万的这个汽车的那个拥有者来撒谎。
I hope that none of you owns one of those cars.
我不知道你是不是当中有人就有他们的汽车用他们的汽车。
We came to see ISIS, the violence,The murder.
我们也看到了那个伊拉克的 ISIS 的这个暴力。
We come to see the persecution of Christians in many parts of the world.
我们也在世界各地看到对基督徒的这个迫害。
We come to see how sins are around us.
我们也看到我们周围的罪。
But breaking bread is not about the sins that are around us.
但那个饼杯的剥，这个饼的剥开，并不是关于我们周遭的这个罪。
Breaking bread is about the sin that is within us.
那个饼，薄饼是为了对付我们心中的这个罪。
And this is typically where we don't want to look into.
这就是经常我们大家不愿意去正视的。
It is easy to look at the sins around us.
因为很容易你就看周围的罪。
But it's hard to look at the sins within us.
但是很难来省察你们我们自己内心的罪。
It is easy for us to say that, oh, I'm not as bad as those people.
我们经常会很容易对我们说，我跟他们不一样，我没有他们那么坏。
It is easy to say that I didn't murder anybody.
我们经常说我也没杀什么人。
But the sins defined only by the acts that we do.
但是难道我们的罪只是由我们的行动所来定义的吗？
Jesus addressed this in his Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣呢在那个登山宝训上也谈了这个事情。
In it, he talks about hatred and insult. That would be equivalent to murdering someone.
他谈到了那个仇恨和那个辱骂就相同相和那个谋杀是相对等的相同的。
Lustful intent was compared with adultery.
一个邪淫的那个想法也和那个通奸是一样的。
And if that's the case, are we really that much better?
如果是这样的话，那么我们是不是比他们其他人更好呢？
Are we better than those that have committed murder?
是我们比那些犯了谋杀罪的人更好呢？
In action, yes.
从行动上来说，是这样。
In attitude, we have to come and see what's inside our heart.
但从我们的态度来说，我们必须要省察我们内心到底怎么样。
It is important when we come to the breaking bread meeting that we look at what's inside our heart.
所以很重要，我们来领受饼和杯的时候呢，要来省察我们内心是怎么样。
One thing that I'm very proud of myself is that I did very well in school.
有一点我对自己感到非常自豪的就是我在学校读书的时候成绩很好。
And I did so well that for those of you that are parents here, you wish your kids did as well as I did.
我做得太好了，如果你们这里有父母，你可能希望你的孩子能够像我一样好。
But I realized that I thought about how I study when I was preparing this message.
当我在准备这个信息的时候呢，我就回想当时在学校里我怎么准备学习。
And this was the ritual that I usually did every time when I had to take a test when I was in college.
当我在大学时候，每当要考试之前呢，就是我的那个一个我经常要通过做的这个形式。
Okay, first I studied.
首先我要学习。
But after I studied, I always try to prepare myself before the test.
在我学习以后呢，我就要做了非常充分的准备来准备参加考试。
I never went to the room for the test the last minute.
我不会那个最后一分钟才冲进那个考试的教室。
I always went there about 20 minutes earlier.
我总是提早20分钟进那个考试的教室。
Which usually made me the first few persons in that room.
当然我就是第一个在教室里出现的人。
I look at the lighting.
我要看这个灯光。
I look at the ventilation.
我要看那个通风。
I found the best seats for me to take the test.
我要找到对我来说最好的这个位置来考试。
Then I would sit down.
然后我坐下来。
I would be like this.
我就会像这样。
I would close my eyes.
眼睛闭起来。
And I would think about all the stuff that I have studied.
然后开始回想我已经复习过的一些内容。
And I started feeling that sense of adrenaline building inside me.
我就发现我的身体上的肾上腺激素开始分泌了。
And I got it to the point where I knew that by the time I received that paper in my hand,My adrenaline would be flowing.
所以我就知道，但一旦我拿到那个考试那个卷子的时候呢，我的肾上腺激素会全部分泌出来，我会全力以赴去做这个试卷。
I was kind of like LeBron James taking tests.
就像那个在那考试当中的那个 James Bond 一样。
And when the test paper come, I would open my eyes.
当那个试卷到我面前时候呢，我就睁开眼。
I would take a look at all the questions.
我先看所有的那个题目。
I would figure out which one I answer first.
我来决定哪些题目我要先做。
And which one I'm not sure about the answer.
或者有些题目呢，对这个答案我还不是很确定。
So the first that I answer would be the easy one.
所以总是挑那个最容易的解决的问题。
So while I'm writing out the answers for the easy one, my brain is thinking about the harder ones that I place at the end to answer later.
当我在那个准备我写解答那个最容易的题目时，我的脑子已经开始另外动起来，在考虑怎么去解答最后要解答的难的题目。
Because my adrenaline was flowing.
当时我全身的那个精力，那个肾上腺激素都开始分泌了。
It somehow actually allows me to bring out as much as the material that I have ever studied.
所以可以把我复习过的所有的那些材料能够丰富的展现出来。
And because of that,I usually did very well.
所以因为这样做呢，我考试都非常好。
And later on, after I graduated, I started working.
我毕业以后呢，我开始工作。
I realized that this adrenaline thing is a really good thing.
我发现这个肾上腺的分泌对我来说非常好。
I remember one night that I was finishing a project in my office.
我记得有一个晚上呢，我在办公室里准备那个完成我一个工作。
And by then it would be like around 10-11 o'clock.
当时呢，大概已经十点钟到十一点钟左右了。
I have two people working with me on the team, and they were ready to go home.
我当时那个工作小组有另外两个工作伙伴，当时他们已经决定准备要回家了。
And when they left, they basically said that, okay, we can't finish this by tomorrow. We have to figure out what to do to tell our clients.
他们走的时候就说呢，看来我们明天是无法完成这个工作了。我们只是告诉我们的客户说，到底怎么样。
I said, okay, you guys go first, and I'll wrap it up, and I'll be ready to go too.
我跟他们说，那好吧，你们回家吧，我来收拾整理一下，然后我就走了。
And guess what happened when they came back the next day?
第二天他们回来的时候发生什么事呢？
They saw me in the same clothing that I was wearing the night before.
他们看见我就昨晚我穿的这件衣服，还是穿的同样的衣服在办公室里。
And they came and saw that everything was done.
他们发现所有的工作都完成了。
Because the adrenaline led me through working the whole night.
所以呢，就是我刚才讲的那个肾上腺激素，是让我有这个精力充沛，整夜的完成这个工作。
And I finished everything that was supposed to be done.
所以呢，我完成了所有该完成的工作。
So after that, I realized that it's okay, whatever is not done, I could finish it.
所以从这以后呢，我就觉得没关系，任何不完成的工作我都可以完成。
Now, is getting a good grade a good thing?
是不是现在拿到一个很好的那个成绩就是好事呢？
It's getting a lot of work done, a good thing.
是不是把能做很多工作就是对你来说是好事呢？
Recently, I came upon this article.
最近呢，我看到过这样一篇文章。
That article talks about this concept called adrenaline addiction.
就刚才我讲到的肾上腺激素的这种那个上瘾。
And when I read that article,I came to realize that, boy, do I have a problem.
当我看了这篇文章以后，我就开始意识到，哎呦，我是不是也有这个问题？
This is what the article says.
这就是这篇文章讲到的。
Executives with adrenaline addiction are the ones always packing away at their smartphones during meetings.
就是呢，这些有这种症状的人呢，都是那些公司的管理层。往往呢，他们在开会的时候呢，不断的忙着看他们的那个手机。
Talking on the cell phones during every 5 minutes break of these meetings.
如果这个会开会当中休息五分钟休息，他五分钟去就不断的在那个打电话。
And checking emails late at night.
会很晚呢，还要去那个看他的那个电邮。
Always overwhelmed.Adrenaline junkies seem to have a constant need for urgency, even panic, to get them through.
他们呢总是觉得那个自己那个工作压力很大，有一种紧迫感，甚至害怕，有时使他们整天都是这种感觉。
When I look at this, I realize that's me.
当我读这个文章的时候，我就意识到这就是我嘛。
I am part of AA.
我就是有这种症状的人。
Not Alcoholic Anonymous, but Adrenaline Anonymous.
那不是说我那个酗酒，我只要就患上了这种症状。
I come to see that this adrenaline that allows me to do all these things has become an idol inside me.
因为我发现这个能让我全力以赴做各种各样工作的东西呢，已经成了我的崇拜的一个偶像。
I come to see that in my heart, I need this.
我发现在我的内心，我急切地需要这个东西。
Addiction is defined as a condition when a person engages in activities that provide a rewarding stimuli despite adverse consequences.
所谓的那个上瘾，就是说有些人呢着重于某些事情不断的做，而无视它带来的那个副作用。
It is about how we would try to find satisfactions in things that only God should be able to fill.
也就是说呢，我们自己怎么想找到我们自己这种满足，应该是神来满足我们，但是我们自己找到这种满足。
And talking about adverse consequences, a few weeks ago, I came to realize that I actually had shingles.
谈到那个副作用的话，几周前我发现我自己有那个疱疹。
And it's because of the stress.
主要是因为我工作的这个压力，自己压力太大。
Do we look at sin only based on the act?
我们只是看我们的罪，仅仅是看我们的那个行动吗
？I didn't really do anything bad.
我没有做什么坏事。
But inside me, I know in my heart.
但是在我的内心，我知道。
That while this sin may not reflect in my action, is reflected inside me.
可能这个罪并没有反映在我的行动上，但是在反映在我的内心。
And this addiction that I have reminds me how much I need God.
我的这种上瘾呢，使我联想到我应该多么的需要的神。
What about you?
你们怎么样呢？
Do you all come to see that there are things in your life?That you are addicted to in one way or another.
是不是在你的生活当中，你也对某些事上瘾呢
？I know it's easy for us these days to talk about video games addiction, especially among the younger people.
我知道现在很容易就谈到那个小孩子当中对那个电脑游戏的上瘾。
But are there other addiction that we need to be aware of?
是不是我们应该意识到还有其他的这种上瘾的东西呢
？What are some of the things that lead us away from God?
是哪些东西使我们离开了神
？Addicted to Facebook，
或者就是那个对脸书上瘾
；Addicted to shopping，
或者那个购物上瘾
；Addicted to comfortable living，
或者满足于安逸的生活。
Do we have different things that we are addicted to？
是不是我们对自己每个人都有不同的那个会上瘾的东西
？The bread。Is to be broken.
这个饼呢要被剥开。
The process of breaking the bread in the meeting is also very important.
所以当时他们聚会的时候，把那个饼的剥开有很重大的意义。
In Isaiah 53, verse 4 to verse 5, this is what it says.
在那个以赛亚书第53章第四节第五节的时候讲到，
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他却为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
What are some of the words here that talks about how Jesus' body was broken?
这里他哪些字字句谈到了那个基督耶稣的身体被剥开？
Smitten,
被击打
afflicted,
被责罚
wounded,
受伤鞭伤
and bruised,
那个受伤
When the bread was broken, Jesus' body was smitten, afflicted, wounded, and bruised.
当饼被剥开的时候呢，耶稣基督的身体就受责罚，被击打，受鞭伤。
And each of our sins contributed to it.
每个人我们的罪呢，都在这上面有份。
It was not just the person that broke the bread that was breaking the bread there.
并不是那个剥开饼的这个人来承受这有在这上有份。
That act symbolizes how each of us, each of our sins contribute to the breaking of the bread.
这个预表的就是我们所有人每一个人对这个罪的那个贡献。
The deeper we understand the work of sin in us, how strong it is.
我们越深入的了解这个我们内部的这个罪有多深刻。
The more we understand the suffering of God.
就我们更多的了解神神为我们受的这个痛苦。
And the more we understand the meaning of breaking bread.
就我们对那个薄饼有更多的这个理解。
And if the breaking bread meeting ends with the bread, we are in terrible shape.
如果没有这个薄饼，我们就会很糟的情况下。
If it ends with the bread, all we would do would be sitting here depressed and feeling guilty and don't know what to do.
如果没有这个薄饼，我们就坐在这里，我们在这里感到悲伤，感到无助，不知道该怎么做。
But there's also the cup in the meeting.
同样呢，那个杯呢也有它的意义。
In 1 Corinthians 11:25 it says, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
在哥林多前书11章25节讲到，饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
This cup in the Passover meal is the third cup.Is known as the cup of redemption.
在那个逾越节上，这个宴席上，这一饼杯呢是第三个饼杯，它经常也是说成是一个救赎的这个饼杯，救赎的杯。
And how many of you are familiar with the word redeem?
大家对救赎这个字理解吗
？What does that word bring to you, your mind, when you see that word?
当你看到这个字的时候呢，你的脑海中会想到什么？
I think that the most common way we use it now is to redeem a coupon or redeem some special discount code on your website.
我们经常讲到那个救赎 redeem 这个词，就想到是怎么你用的那个折价券能够用掉，或者那个网站上的一些那个折价的那个code 可以拿掉。
So this word kind of like make us think that we got a discount.
好像感觉就是我们拿到了折价的东西。
But no, that's not what this word originally meant.
但这个字，这不是这个字的本身的意原意。
The most appropriate analogy would be redeeming from a pawn shop.
那个更那个确切的原意就是从那个当铺里把你的东西赎回来。
How many of you know what a pawn shop is?
大家知道这当铺什么意思吗
？Pawn shop would be a place where you go and put some valuable stuff that you have there.So that they could give you some money for you to use because you need the money.
当铺呢就是一个地方呢，你把一些贵重东西放在那边，他们给你一些钱，因为你急需用这些钱。
And ultimately you would go and give the money back and bring back what you placed there in the first place.
然后呢你再把那个钱那个交还给他们，然后把那个东西再赎回来。
So what redeem means is to recover the ownership of something.
所以赎回这个意思呢就是拿回某些东西的这个所有权。
So that it goes back to the original owner.
就然后这个东西能够回到那个原主的手里。
And the blood of Christ is the price that was paid.
而那个耶稣基督的血呢就是那个付的代价。
To redeem us so that we go back to our original owner, which is God.
所以呢能够把我们赎回回到我们原来的所有者就是神那里。
And once we are redeemed, we are no longer bounded by sin.
一旦我们被赎回，我们就不再受罪的那个辖制。
We are free from that bondage.
我们呢就从这个辖制当中解救出来。
We are back with our original owner, our loving Father.
就回到我们原来的拥有者，我们的父神，可爱的父神，慈爱的父神。
That's the significance of the blood.
这就是那个宝血的这个重大意义。
And when we partake in the cup, that's what it reminds us about.
那我们那个领受杯的时候呢，这就会就是提醒我们纪念这个。
That we are no longer under the bondage of sin.
我们不再在罪的那个辖制下。
But a lot of times we as Christians we don't acknowledge that fact.
但是在很多时候呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们并不承认这一点。
We continue to feel that we are under the power of sin.
我们不断的感到我们自己还是在这个罪的辖制之下。
I know many of you live in Amherst or in Queens.
不知道很多人大家住在那个 Amherst 的皇后区。
But for those of you that live in the suburb, I wonder if you have seen this thing called wireless pet fence.
我在很多住在那个郊区的人，我们大家是不是看到有些叫那个无线的那个宠物的那个栅栏？
If you go to some of these like houses in the suburb,They don't have a fence around the property.
你发现有些在郊区的那个住房，它周围呢可能没有那个有形的栅栏把那个房子围起来。
But they have pets in there. They have a dog, and the dog somehow would not escape out of the property.
但他们家里都养着宠物，有狗啊、猫，怎么防止这个狗和猫不离开这个房子，冲出这个房子呢？冲出这个地界呢？
That's because many of them had these things called wireless pet fence.
因为很多人家里呢就装了这个叫无线的那个宠物的那个栅栏。
And it works like this: the dog wears something on their collar.
又怎么说呢？就狗呢就戴的像项圈一样的东西，戴着一个东西。
And the owner puts some kind of like markers around the property.
就那个房屋主呢，在他的那个周围地界上的那个画上某些那个记号。
So as the dog walked close to these markers,
当那个宠物狗呢走进这些记号的时候呢
，somehow they would trigger a current in that device that's on the dog's collar.
这个记号呢，能够它带着项圈那东西一些，能够引发一些那个电波啊，什么磁波。
And the dog would be zapped, something like that. Okay.
那个狗呢就会受到电击。
And as the dog got used to the idea that every time I walk near there, I would be zapped.
所以呢，狗呢是训练长了，它就做出这个反应。它走只要走到那个地方，它就会受到电击之类的。
Then the dog would refuse to walk near there.
所以呢，狗呢时间长以后，它就会拒绝越过这个地界。
The dog are so used to being in that boundary.
所以呢，时间长了，这个狗呢就非常习惯在这个。范围里面不走出去
That they would not want to escape.
是的，他不知道该怎么逃生了，就是。
As a matter of fact, there are situations where the house was on fire, and you could see that the fire was behind the dog, and the dog would still not go out of those fence.
所以发现这种情况，有时候这个房子着火了，这个火呢就在这个狗的后面，但尽管在这种情况下呢，这个狗呢也不愿意越过这个地界。
In many ways, we are the pets.
很多情况下我们就是这种狗这种那个宠物
The cup reminds us that we are free from the bondage of sins
而我们这个领受的杯呢，来时时刻刻提醒我们，我们已经不再受这个罪的辖制。
But we don't live like that.
但是我们的生活呢，并不是这样。
We continue to live under that bondage.
我们还是在这种那个约束下生活。
We don't remember that our ownership is back to God.
我们不知道我们的那个所有权已经回到了神的手里。
We don't remember that His blood has redeemed us.
我们不知道，我们不理解他的宝血已经赎回了我们。
Because of that, we are free.
因为这个，我们得到了自由。
That's the meaning of the bread and the cup.
这就是饼和杯的意义。
The passage continues to talk about the attitude that we should have when we partake in the bread and the cup.
那个经节呢，继续讲到在我们领受杯的时候所应有的态度。
In 1 Corinthians 11:27-30, this is what it says.
哥林多前书11:27-30.
Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的杯吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们当中有好些软弱与患病的，死的也不少。
This passage reminds us the importance of our attitude when we partake in the bread and the cup.
这些经节呢，提醒我们在领受饼杯的时候我们的应有的态度。
Of course, if you look at this passage, a question may come up in your mind.
当你读这些经节的时候，肯定也会有个问题。
Is that, does it mean that, every time we get sick is because we have some sin inside us?
很多人会联想到，是不是每当我们有疾病的时候呢，就是因为我们有罪呢？
Well, I think that it is important for us to know that sickness itself originates from sin.
但我们要理解那个疾病的缘由本身是来自于罪。
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为那个罪的工价就是死亡。
And sickness leads us to die in many cases.
我们的疾病让我们死亡。
And there are examples in the Bible that we see that where we come to see that people sin and they die.
我在那个圣经当中也看到有这样的例子，犯罪然后呢就死亡。
For example, in Acts, it talks about Ananias and Sapphira.
比如在使徒行传当中提到的两个人亚拉尼亚和撒菲莱。
That they lie to Peter about the land that they have sold, the price that they have received.
他们对彼得撒谎，那个因为他们卖了块田产，私自藏了一些钱。
And then they died.
然后他们就死了。
But on the other hand, we also have to look at what Jesus said in John 9:3.
但我们还是必须再查一下，看一下耶稣是怎么说的，在约翰福音第九章。
There, Jesus was asked about a blind man and whether he was blind because of his sins or his parents' sins.
因为这里呢，耶稣被问到，就是那个瞎眼的人，他瞎眼是谁犯的罪？是他这个人呢，还是他父母？
And this is how Jesus answered.
耶稣回答说，
It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣回答说，不是这个人犯，不是，也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
So if we look at all these different passages, we come to understand that sickness could be a part of the wise, loving, painful, but productive discipline of a loving father.
所以我们看了这些章节，我们就会知道那个疾病呢，可以是那个非常痛苦的，但也可能是我们的父对我们的一种管教。
But it does not mean that every time is because that we have sinned and God wants to discipline us.
但也并不就是说我们每当有病的时候呢，就是神来管教我们。
But this reminds us that we need to not partake in communion in what it says here in an unworthy manner.
但这很重要的就是提醒我们在领受圣餐的时候呢，就像这里讲的，就是不按理来领受圣餐。
So it's important for us when we partake communion that we would be honest and examine ourselves.
所以在我们领受圣餐的时候要非常诚实地省察自己。
A lot of times it's easy for us to examine ourselves in relationship to many different things.
很多时候呢，我们很容易就来那个省察自己在很多方面。
We examine ourselves to think about how we could do better in school.
我们经常想到我们自己是不是应该在学校里发挥得更好
or how we could make our kids do better in school
或者让我们的孩子在学校里学习得更好
we examine ourselves to see whether these stocks are good things to buy
或者来不断地考虑这个股票是不是值得买
or we spend time to examine to see well, which place has good deals
或者是看哪些地方能够得到更好的那个利益
we examineOur world around us to see what we can do to make us happier.
所以我们经常就不断地省察我们周遭的事情，来决定怎么能使我们自己更快乐。
But that's not the kind of examination that's talked about here.
但这并不是这个圣经这些经节里面所提到的这些自我省察。
It is hard for us to want to do this kind of examination.
因为这种类似的那个省察，我们一般人都不愿意做。
Because it's to examine ourselves to see how much we have fallen short of what God has asked us to do.
因为我们是要求我们不断地省察自己，我们对神对我们的要求有什么缺失。
And sometimes we have the excuse to say that, I don't really need to do that because God knows what I did already.
经常呢，我们找到借口说我不需要这么做，因为神知道我有什么问题。
Well,I think that we have to understand that God wants us to do this self-examination, not for Him.
因为我们知道神让我们做自己这种自我的省察，并不是为了他而做。
But it is for us.
是为了我们自己。
How many of you have a computer?
多少人那个家里都有电脑?
I assume most of you do.
我知道大部分都有。
How many of you have a Windows computer?
有多少人有那个 Windows 的那个 computer 视窗的那个电脑
Most of you do, right?
大部分都是
Now, have you noticed something about the Windows computer that you use if you don't restart it after many, many days of use? What happened?
如果你用这个视窗的电脑，如果你用了好几天从来不那个重新启动的话，会怎么样？
If you use Mac, you probably don't know this.
如果你用那个苹果电脑，可能不会了解这个。
Your computer gets slower and slower.
因为你的电脑会变得越来越慢。
Eventually, your computer does not move anymore.
最后呢，你的电脑就停止不动了。
It crashes.
然后呢，就那个坏了。
And what do you need to do then?
你要怎么做呢？
You need to reboot your computer.
就重新启动。
Do you know why that is?
为什么要这样呢？
Turn out it's because of something called memory leak.
因为主要是因为那个内存的缺失。
It's basically because you have loaded 1,000 web pages on your computer.
因为你呢，在你的电脑上呢，开启了太多的那个网页。
And running like 20 programs at the same time.
同时呢，可能有20个那个功能在用。
It took out some resources, some memory of your computer each time you run a program.
所以每一旦你开启这个功能的时候呢，你都从那个电脑的内存当中呢，把一些内存拿走了。
And even if you close the program, not all the resources that were taken got given back.
当你把那些有些功能关掉的时候呢，拿掉的那些内存呢，也没有完全回去。
And ultimately, all the resources got taken out so that the computer can no longer function.
所以呢，把所有这些内存不断的拿出来呢，最后呢，这个电脑就没有足够的资源在运作了。
And that's the same way in our lives if we don't examine ourselves.
同样的道理，我们自己的生活呢，我们没有，也没有更多的自我省察。
That as we continue to allow the sins that we have done to accumulate inside our body,
当我们呢不断的让我们犯的这个罪呢，不断的在我们身体当中的那个聚集堆积。
And that would take the resources that God has given us out.
那呢，这样就把那个神给予我们那些资源呢，不断不断的消耗。
And ultimately, we crash.
最后呢，我们崩溃了。
And when we crash, there usually are two consequences.
当我们崩溃的时候呢，往往是两个结果。
One is that we are so used to the sins that we have been doing that we no longer feel guilty about it.
一个呢，就是我们犯罪犯的太多，就是我们已经不以为然了，不再感觉自己犯罪了。
Or the other way is that we feel that we are so guilty that we cannot go back to God.
或者呢，你对自己的那个负罪感太深了，你感觉自己已经没脸回到那个神那边去。
That's the reason why God wants us to reboot once in a while.
所以呢，神呢不断的会要求我们不断的重新启动。
For us to face our sins head on.
让我们呢能够面对自己的那个罪，再往前。
Breaking bread is a time for us to examine ourselves.
所以呢，在薄饼的时候呢，就是这个时刻，我们自我省察的这个时刻。
To face our sins head on.
来面对我们的那个罪。
How many of you are familiar with the story about Jesus and Peter? Like how Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
大家都知道这个故事，就是耶稣和彼得那个多少三次，耶稣那个问那个彼得，你爱我吗
？In John 21 verse 9, this is how it.The Bible described the scenery of what happened.
在约翰福音二十一章第九节的时候，这是那个圣经怎么描述当时的情况。
It says, when they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. The they here refer to the few disciples that were there.
这里边讲到他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。这些他们呢，指的是那个使徒。
When we look at this, we tend to say that, oh, this is about how Jesus was nice, prepared breakfast for them to enjoy a meal together.
现在我们看这个经节，总会想到是那个耶稣对他们很好，准备在一起呢，那个准备那个食物。
Yes, that is true.
对，这是对的。
But one phrase that we miss is the charcoal fire.
但是要注意看的一个词就是那个炭火。
That phrase only happened twice in the whole Testament.
在整个的那个旧约新约当中呢，这个字呢只出现过两次。
The first time that that phrase appeared was in John 18:18.
那个在那个最后第二次出现的那个时候呢，是在那个也是那个约翰福音的十八章十八节。
Where it says, "Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire, because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself."
这边那个经节是仆人和差役因为天冷就生了炭火，站在那里烤火。彼得也和他们站着烤火。
Do you know what's the context of that verse?
这个经节的那个背景是什么呢？
That was when Peter denied Jesus three times.
这就是呢，当时彼得否认主三次以后。
So when we saw the verse about when they came up shore and they saw Jesus, they saw the fish, we thought of breakfast.
那个当第一次他们上岸的时候，他们看见耶稣，看见的饼和鱼，我们看见的那个早餐。
I don't think that's what Peter thought about when he saw the fire.
当他看见那个炭火的时候呢，这就我不认为这是彼得当时想到的这个情况。
Peter realized that Jesus knew he had denied him three times.
这呢就是当时彼得意识到耶稣知道。彼得否认主三次。
But Jesus did not stop there and just let Peter sit there and felt guilty and sad.
但耶稣在那里并不是让彼得就站在那边感到非常有负罪感。
First, they shared a meal.
首先呢，他们一块那个共进宴席。
At that time, you only share a meal with your friends.
而这里呢，彼得只是和他的朋友一块那个共进宴席。
Then Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?"
然后呢，耶稣问了他三次，你还爱我吗？
Jesus wants Peter to know that I knew what you did.
耶稣呢想让彼得知道，我知道你所做的。
But I accept you.
但是我还是接纳你。
This is breaking bread.
这个呢就是那个薄饼。
Jesus want us to know that he knew what we did.
耶稣想让我们知道，他知道我们的所作所为。
But it's a time for us to see, do we know what we did?
但这个时刻呢，是我们是自己省察，我们自己是否知道自己的所作所为。
And when we knew, we shouldn't just sit there and felt helpless.
如果我们知道，我们就不仅仅是坐在那边感到无望。
But Jesus wants us to know that God accepts us.
耶稣想让我们知道神同样接纳我们。
So I hope that today as we partake in the bread and the cup,
我想我们今天领受饼和杯的时候，
that we will allow this time for us to really soak in God's grace.
所以呢，我们能够让我们完全的沉浸在那个神的恩典里。
First, to examine ourselves.
首先呢，自我省察。
To look at how much we have failed God.
来看看呢，我们呢对神有多少缺失。
To look at how limited we are in our ability to live a holy life.
让我们省察我们自己有多么的有限来过一个圣洁的生活。
But don't stop there.
但并不仅仅是停在那边。
When you partake in the cup,
当你在领杯的时候，
Come to see that God wants us to know that He has redeemed us.
让我们能了解到神已经救赎了我们。
That He has brought us back to our rightful owner.
他呢已经把我们从原来的这个拥有者手里赎卖回来。
That we can face ourselves, face our sins, face our inner darkness honestly.
我们可以面对自己的罪，面对我们自己的那个黑暗
，and be free from that bondage，
而从这个黑暗的辖制当中解救出来。
Let us pray，
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we give thanks to you。
我们天上的父神，把我们的感谢给你。
For what you have done on the cross，
对你我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
And also for the opportunity to examine ourselves weekly.
然后让我们每一周都能进行我们自我审查、省察。
And to acknowledge the power of your redemption weekly.
让我们每一周都能够认识到你的那个救赎的这个能力。
So that as we partake in the bread and the cup,
当我们在领受饼和杯的时候，
it's an opportunity for us to come to see how much we need you.
让我们能够知道我们多么的需要你。
But it's also an opportunity for us to see how much you love us.
让我们也是一个机会，让我们知道你多么的爱我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.